Tip number 55. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a tech podcast network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. Today's tip, solving commuter problems with Automator. AppleScript is a kind of programming language that's been built into the Mac OS for many years, but now Apple's put a graphical user front end on it and has called it Automator and has included it in Tiger. So Automator can create these great little applications and plugins. The one we're going to create today is one for iCal, which will pop up a traffic alert map just before I leave for a meeting. So from the Finder, go to the Go pull-down menu, select Applications, and then launch Automator. In the Library column, you have the different applications that Automator will communicate with. So let's go ahead and select Safari. And now in the Actions list, we're going to use Get Specified URL first, and beneath that, we're going to drop in Display Web Pages. So now let's go ahead and launch Safari and find a web application that will show us the traffic in our local area. So now I'm from the Los Angeles area and I'm going to use a website called sigalert.com, which gives traffic conditions for most of California. So you might want to do a search in Google for local traffic for your area. So now keep this page open and let's go back to Automator. In step number one, get specified URLs, flip down the small white arrow, and then select the button that says Current Safari Page. And now your traffic condition web page will be loaded into the address line. Now step number two, display web pages, can be just left alone. It doesn't need to have anything done to it because it's just going to display the page that we've just found. Now let's push the run button and make sure it works, and let's go ahead and save this out as a plugin. Go to the File pull-down menu, select Save as Plugin. In the Save dialog box, save plugin as, give it a name, plugin 4, and save it as an iCal alarm. Now iCal will launch and the alert will be placed into today's date. You may need to go to the View pull-down menu and select Show Info so you can modify this alert. Now the trick here is under alert to figure out how soon do you want this alert to show up. In Los Angeles area, I might need 2 hours. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com. Or leave us a Skype voicemail at 1 Minute Tip. No spaces.